Darren Fuzzard joins us on the show this morning. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve.
Morning. I see you've opened the doors up a bit after our little shutdown.
We have, Steve. Yes, we've reopened the Customer Service Centre and the Visitor Information Centre in Castlemaine. So just letting everybody know that when you come in, please do expect all of those provisions, such as mandatory QR code check-ins and registration. We have got patron limits in place, and we've got markings on the floor along with the hand sanitizer at the entry points that we would ask people to use. And we have got Perspex screens up and signs to manage the flow of people safely through the building for all of the COVID restriction requirements. So please help us out by following all those guidelines. The Customer Service Centre, Steve, is open Monday to Friday as per normal, but we do have a few services that we're still bringing back online. So there are limited face-to-face services, so general inquiries, no trouble at all, pet registrations and any payments are fine. And in the Castlemaine Visitor Information Centre, it's also open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's every day. It's open 7 days a week normally, and that's what it's gone back to. And just a reminder for everybody that the Reconciliation Week exhibition, which was to finish last week, of course, we've extended that by another week because people missed out on getting to get down to that and have a look. So you haven't missed out. Go down to the Market Building and you can still enjoy that.
Yeah, no surprise there that with the limited resources open, that taking money in, yeah, oh, that was going to get the thumbs up.
Thank you. I was thinking as I said that, yeah, Robbo's going to appreciate that one. And Steve, who I hope you've got in and paid your rates.
Yeah, I've got it automatic. I've got it paid up automatically, so don't forget. Don't you worry.
I can just imagine. I can imagine Darren getting in there, just going, Mary, will you just check how Kendall's going? Has he paid his rates yet?
Yeah, probably 844, whatever it is. You know?
No, I would never do that. But just a little reminder before we go off that, of course, long weekend coming up. If people have got the chance to shop locally at the moment and you are sticking around in the Shire, or thinking about coming down to our Shire from other areas who listen to the radio station, please, yeah, if you can, we'd really love you to try and support our small businesses who, of course, everywhere are doing it pretty tough, and they contribute about a third of our economic activity in this Shire as well. So they're really important for a lot of reasons. And if we can all help them out, then that would be great. But if you're staying here over the long weekend or coming over the long weekend, please do. If you can afford it, please take the chance to dine in or get some takeaway from our local restaurants. We'll pick up some fresh produce from the farmers market, which I think we'll be on, and get some goods and gifts from our many local shops and our wonderful creative community as well, if you can.
Lots to see and do in Castlemaine.
Yep, indeed. So also a couple of drop-in sessions and community halls coming up.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. This is the CASI initiative, which is the Community Activation and Social Isolation Program, which is funded by the state government but is being led by some of our staff. And as part of that program, we're running a series of drop-in sessions at community halls in the Shire over the month. And it's really for residents who'd like to connect with other people, learn more about what's going on with local activities, and maybe get some help accessing local services, particularly for those who are still feeling impacted by COVID-19, but anyone's welcome to come along to these. So the aim of the sessions is really to provide a face-to-face support to in the towns that people live, to help anyone who's feeling a bit anxious about getting back involved in their community again to feel okay about it. So we can do that online, and with groups, or if there's people just want to have a chat with somebody face-to-face, then we're hoping that we can help with that. We did have some lined up for this week, but the COVID restrictions meant that we couldn't do that. So they've been put off to be later this month. But next week, we will have some of those sessions in Harcourt, in Newstead, Guildford, and then the following week, there'll be sessions in Shusen, Taradale and Castlemaine. So all around the Shire, and there will be a session, just for everybody to know, there will be another session on Tuesday the 29th of June in Maldon.
Okay.
So if you want more information about that one, give us a call on 54711700, or you can find out about it on the Mount Alexander website under the CASI, C-A-S-I, initiative.
Fantastic. And I hope by the time they get to Castlemaine, mate, it's not just going to be a cuppa, it's going to be a barista cuppa done by a chap with a hipster beard and maybe a flannelette shirt.
Yeah.
I would certainly hope so, Robert. You've got to come for the full experience.
Absolutely, mate. Hey, always good to chat, Darren. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. And you noticed, didn't even mention Carlton. So there you go. I'm in a very, very good mood today. No, you're very welcome.
We're in a review process, Robert.
Yeah, it's the kind of service that we provide here at Gold Central Victoria, Darren. Have a great week, mate.
You're very kind. See you, mate.
I like the way Darren gets involved in the community and always wears dungarees to work.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, you've got to fit in, you know.